Now, Tom Elliott, who is an Ulster Unionist MLA, is launching a private member's bill to prevent the naming of public facilities after terrorists, and he's available to speak to us. Tom Elliott, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Tom, what are you hoping to achieve with this private member's bill?
Well, I suppose, Frank, I was hoping that they wouldn't have been required to have a private bill or legislation to deal with this, that public representatives would have been, I suppose, more practical and sensible in their own right, and wouldn't have named properties or entities or facilities after terrorists. But clearly that is not the case. And, you know, I'm not providing any new definition of a terrorist. I'm not bringing in anything like that, because I'm using the 2000 Terrorism Act as a definition and criteria.
With regards to Raymond McCreesh, there's been so much talk. Is it because it was a children's play park? There doesn't seem to be much conversation about Kevin Lynch in Dungiven. There's a new housing estate called Kevin Lynch Park in Dungiven town centre, and you hardly hear it referred to. Is it because it's a children's play park?
I think you have heard of other instances as well, and particularly maybe some clubs that have been named after terrorists.
Yeah, but that's a different thing, because that's that argument about sporting organisations. I'm talking about public places like a housing estate. Why no complaints about Kevin Lynch Park and so much about Raymond McCreesh?
Well, I think if you're a local up there, you probably would hear some concern about it, Frank. But anyway, the Raymond McCreesh Park, of course, has been widely advertised. It's well known, and I think what it has done is it has affected people in the area. It has affected community relations. It has soured community relations. And I think what we need to do is try to protect those minorities. What we need to do also, in all sincerity, is protect victims, because, you know, they are being re-traumatised whenever something like this happens.
But has it really soured community relations? Because the Kevin Lynch Park in Dungiven seems to have been accepted by everyone in Dungiven. And Raymond McCreesh Children's Park, where it is based in Newry, isn't exactly full on to victims. It's in an area of Newry where there would be a Republican tradition, and Raymond McCreesh would be seen in Newry as a son of the area, albeit a few miles away in Camlagh, who died in the most tragic of circumstances.
Well, of course it affects community relations in the broader area, maybe not in that specific housing estate or whatever, but clearly in the wider area, and that particular area, of course it affects community relations, and people in that council area have a right to make their views known. Even the Equality Commission have been critical of the council and the actions they have taken. So obviously there are issues of significance here, there are issues of importance, and I think it's clear that people need to get a handle on this, and I'm hoping that the SDLP will see some sense and reverse their decision tonight.
You obviously wouldn't agree with the naming of the Kevin Lynch Park. You wouldn't agree with the naming of the Raymond McCreesh Park. But would you, and I know, if I crane my neck, I can practically see Cromwell Road from here. Do you have any problem with a street or an area being called after Cromwell?
Well, what I have clearly said in the consultation document, Frank, is that the criteria is around the Terrorism Act 2000. So anybody that falls outside of that, it will not be affected by it. Anybody that falls within it, they will. So I'm not creating any new criteria in regards to the criteria that's being used. I've been clear on that. I think we need to use something that's already in place, and that's what I have done. So I'm not going to make any specific definitions on anybody. If they fall within it, they fall within it, and if they don't, they don't.
I presume with petitions of concern, you'll never get it on the statute books.
Well, I'm not so sure. That's very dependable on the other parties and how they view it, and I'll be having discussions with them, so it'll be interesting to see, but I don't see why it wouldn't. Look, what we want to do is protect victims, and I think the vast majority of people in Northern Ireland, Frank, do not want to glorify terrorism or terrorists.
However, you run the risk of highlighting it to the point that people are going to be drawing up a wish list for those who they might like to honour in a more high-profile way. Whereas if you hadn't raised such an issue coming at it with this private member's bill that's going to get a lot of publicity, it may generally have dwindled away.
I don't think it would dwindle away, Frank. We've seen the actions of recent times, so certainly not dwindling away. And anybody should do, or what anybody shouldn't do, is not take action. And I think that's clear that if we do nothing, then that's the worst scenario, because obviously it's continuing to happen.
But is it not in the eyes of those who would be promoting the likes of Raymond McCreesh or Kevin Lynch, is it not in some way tarnished this private member's bill, because the very politician who's taking it to the floor is an ex-member of the Ulster Defence Regiment?
Well, I hope, Frank, you're not suggesting that the Ulster Defence Regiment is in the same position or league as the terrorists, are you?
No, I'm suggesting that there would have been some members of the Ulster Defence Regiment who would have been involved in terrorism, for example, those who killed the Miami Show Band.
A very small number, and if they fall within this criteria, then nothing should be named after them. But I'm quite clear in that. But the Ulster Defence Regiment, the Royal Irish Regiment, was a legitimate organisation. They were a part of the British Army. There is no question about that. But they fought for the entire community. They fought to protect the entire community, Frank. And I tell you, when I went out on duty, it didn't matter what religion, what community background you came from, I went out to serve and protect everyone. So I clearly hope that you're not suggesting that the Ulster Defence Regiment as an organisation is in the same mode or vein as the IRA, UVF or UDA or any other terrorist organisation.
Those who would be supporting Raymond McCreesh, however, would be saying, we're not going to take a lecture from someone who was a former leading light in the UDR.
I'm not asking anybody to take a lecture. What I'm trying to do is promote good relations. I'm trying to make sure that we build bridges. Most of all, I'm trying to protect victims in this society and protect minorities. That is the same and similar situation as they're trying to do with weighted majorities and councils, same as they've tried to do with petitions of concern in the Assembly. And hopefully that will be reviewed at some stage and make it better.
And do you expect the Raymond McCreesh Park name to be changed? Because the full stop hasn't been put at that as yet.
Well, I'm hoping that it will, and I think it would help community relations in the area. It would help everybody, I think, in general terms, if it was.
And if it is changed, will you put the spotlight then on Dungiven and bring up the Kevin Lynch Park issue, the housing estate?
I will put the spotlight in this consultation. We'll put the spotlight, Frank, on whatever area, whatever entity, whatever facility is named after a terrorist, and hopefully stop that happening in the future. That's what I want the spotlight on, not one particular issue, but broad-based throughout Northern Ireland.
And are there any cul-de-sacs, roads, highways or byways called after loyalist terrorists that you have on your wish list?
There may be indeed, Frank, and they will come under the same situation. I'm not making a difference between any of them. I'm not discriminating against any of them. Anybody that comes under that Terrorism Act 2000, the same situation will apply.
But as someone who's bringing a private members bill, do you have any? Have you looked into it? I'm sure you have. You would have the list of which streets are inappropriately named or which parks are inappropriately named in Northern Ireland.
Yes, we have obviously looked at that. We have carried out research on it, but I'm not going to start naming individual ones at the moment, simply because people will say, oh, you left such and such a one out.
Give me an example. It's just we've had two Republican ones, and I'm just wondering if they're... I can't off the top of my head think of a loyalist one. I'm sure somebody listening to the programme will ring us on 90333105, but give me a loyalist terrorist which is really irking you at the moment.
There may be, but as I have said, I'm not. You raised the issue of the Dungiven one, and the Raymond McCreesh one, I suppose, is the one that has brought it up about more vocally. But what I'm not going to do is start naming individuals, because others would say, well, why did you not name this particular one? So I'm not, Frank, going to go down that route. I want to see this benefiting everybody in Northern Ireland, and I think that's important.
And how do people feed into this private consultation, this consultation period?
It's not
private consultation, it's a private member's bill, but the public consultation period.
Oh, absolutely, it's a public consultation period. I have sent out to approximately 100 organisations today the consultation paper. It will be publicly available on the Ulster Unionist Party website and other areas, and it can be carried out electronically by post or by email.
Okay, Tom Elliott, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Tom Elliott, the MLA, who's launching this private members' bill to prevent the naming of public facilities after terrorists.